According to analysis by the New York Public Interest Research Group, the 2012 session resulted in 571 pieces of legislation approved by both houses of the legislature. NYPERG's Bill Mahoney counted the number of bills introduced and passed in the Assembly and Senate for the past several decades, and he found that's the lowest number since 1914, 98 years ago.
Which is the fewest in nearly a century. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are a lot of bills which pass the legislature every year, which most people really don't think are very good. And so this doesn't tell the entire story of the session, but this is an interesting little factoid which puts a new spin on some of the talk we've heard about how this is a historic year for the state legislature.
Mahoney himself has mixed feelings about the numbers. His group lobbies for government reform, and he says he would have been happier if only 570 bills were agreed to this session. That's because he would have preferred not to have seen a redistricting bill that was passed in March. It drew what critics said were gerrymandered lines for Senate and Assembly districts. At the same time, he says lawmakers did not approve a number of environmental measures that his group was pressing, as well as campaign finance reform. It's hard to judge whether the number of bills approved corresponds with the quality of the legislation overall, but Mahoney says his analysis found some clues that may explain why the agreed-upon number of bills was smaller. Governor Cuomo issued fewer program bills than his predecessors, and a governor's views on a particular piece of legislation often drives the negotiations with the legislature.
Governor Cuomo introduced a lot fewer of those than previous governors have. He did have a higher success rate in terms of getting more of them passed, but there were less issues which he put out to the legislature for debate.
Cuomo has been a dominant force in leading the legislature to agreements in the first 2 years of his term, but he prefers to focus more closely on a smaller number of issues. The governor also refused at the end of the session to issue special messages of necessity to bypass the legal 3-day waiting period for bills after they are introduced and before they can be taken up on the floor. Mahoney says that also may have contributed to the smaller number of agreements in the final days of the session. And in recent years, there's been a trend toward fewer bills passed during the session, while at the same time, state budget bills have grown by hundreds of pages. They often include changes that used to be accomplished in a separate statute. One activity that has not diminished, though, says Mahoney, is the adoption of thousands of resolutions.
There were over 3,600 which passed the two chambers, dealing with all sorts of things, ranging from honoring somebody who became an Eagle Scout to congratulating the world's oldest barber.
Many resolutions are approved in around 10 seconds, but sometimes lawmakers spend more time if it's to honor an important person or occasion or to mark a death. And Mahoney says on many days, more resolutions were passed than bills. Lawmakers receive food and lodging expenses every day that they are in Albany. The legislator who got the most bills passed in both chambers during the two-year 2011-2012 session is Senator Kathy Young, a Republican from Olean. The lawmaker who introduced the most bills out of a total of over 12,000 bills proposed was former Brooklyn Senator Carl Krueger, a Democrat who resigned after pleading guilty to felony corruption charges. Lawmakers still have a chance to improve their record. They could return later in the year and agree on more bills. Most legislators expect to be back, likely after the fall elections, and there's been talk of a special session that might include a pay raise. That would up their record to at least 572 agreed-upon bills for the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.